And Senator Yee would follow. We know there are a couple other authors that are in other committees, and will be here shortly. Good afternoon, Senator Ridley Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, now that I've gotten instructions from the Vice Chair as to how to vote in this committee, and instructed by one because of my association with Senator Yee that we are now deemed incorrigible.
Is this a baseball symbolism?
Yes, it is.
Some kind?
I just hope that I'm not ineducable, then I can live with that. This bill, jointly sponsored by the County of Los Angeles, the Harm Reduction Coalition, and the Los Angeles Overdose Prevention Task Force, is intended to save lives by distributing to at-risk community those meds that would reverse the effect of drug overdose. I'm sensitive to the time. We do have five bills. There are witnesses who can expound on the matter. I just simply wish to say this is a bill that, without opposition at this point, and I respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you. Anyone opposed? Seeing no one opposed. We're getting signals from Senator Cox. I'm not sure what that means. Is that a yes vote?
Yes.
That's
Thank
a
you
yes
so
vote.
Much.
So it's been moved by Senator Corbett with a nod and a nose
yes.
twinkle from
Thank you so much.
And see no opposition and finances.
No comment.
No comment. How about our pro witnesses here?
Donna?
Hi. My name is Emily Hirio. I'm from the Harm Reduction Coalition in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Hi, Nico Slevins on behalf of the Drug Policy and Alliance Network, also in very strong support of the bill.
Thank you.
Donna Seich, representing Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. We're the sponsors of the bill and would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Mark McDonald, McCallum Group, on behalf of the California Association for Alcohol Drug Educators, in support. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else wish to speak? Seeing none, and getting good signals from my right side.
5-0 out of judiciary.
Senator Corbett has moved the bill. Madam Secretary, open the roll.
Torlakson.
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Onnestad. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Batten. Cedillo.
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Detton. Flores. Kuehl. Kuehl, aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Ridley Thomas.
Aye.
Ridley Thomas, aye. Runner, Semidian, Steinberg.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye. Weiland, Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Ten. The measure's on call. We'll, it has enough votes to get out. We'll let absent members add on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When in doubt, seek ye counsel from Dave Cox.
Very good. I think that's a maxim that we'll maximize. Okay, Senator Yee is here with pneumococcus.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. I know this item is going to suspense, but let me just say that on a policy matter, we've discussed this at the Health Committee. This is an important public health issue for our children, particularly on the financial part, on the fiscal part. Let me just say that part of the cost has to do with the fact that in the Health Committee, we took an amendment that would bring this as part of the overall administrative procedure of letting the administration handle and identify which disease we would, in fact, go after. But in terms of the issue here itself, there should be not any cost whatsoever. The federal government should be paying for this particular activity. So in your deliberation, please understand that point.
Thank you, Senator Yee. This deals with immunizations. It is a candidate for suspense. Witnesses and finance?
No file, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, off to suspense.
Because
then.
There's
Senator Cedillo's
no
next. Senator Cedillo, would you like to present your bill? You have a measure on health facilities?
There's no cost. You're right, Senator.
Okay, so tell them that. Okay.
We heard this measure and had some good debate on it 1 week ago. Senator Cedillo, welcome back.
Thank you. We had a thorough discussion on this bill the last time we were here. Ironically, as they say, timing is everything. In the course of the discussion, there were, in fact, another hospital dumping in Los Angeles as we were speaking. Many of you have had the opportunity to see the 60 Minutes program, the CNN program. This is a very serious problem for all of us. And we have a proposal that we think addresses that. But I also want to update you that we are in discussions with the hospitals, both the county and the privates. The hospitals, or actually a hospital, Kaiser, did reach an agreement after the last meeting, as did another hospital shortly thereafter. So we have two hospitals who have agreed to a set of protocols for discharge. And we believe those protocols, as this bill moves along, will be incorporated into this bill. And that will be the template for all activity for hospitals with respect to this matter. So we are prepared to move forward at this point, but I do want to assure you that this bill will be modified as it moves through the process.
Thank you. Senator Corbett has moved the measures. Mr. Powers, in favor?
Yes.
Anybody opposed? Come on up. Any other witnesses? Come on up.
Shall I go first? Or?
Yes, you go first. You're here.
Okay. Bill Powers on behalf of the California Alliance for Retired Americans. This kind of activity shouldn't be countenanced by our society, and we strongly urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Any other witnesses? Finance have anything on it?
No, sir.
No file on it, so we are looking forward to the witnesses who appear to be opposed.
I'm actually in support. I represent the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. We're the sponsors of the bill, and we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Carrie Gatlin, representing the Union Rescue Mission in Los Angeles and also the Los Angeles Central Providers Collaborative, in strong support of this bill.
Thank you. Any other witnesses? Come on up and take a chair if you want to speak on this. Thank you.
Chairman and members, Barbara Glazer with the California Hospital Association. We do remain opposed to this bill. It's a very difficult issue, and there simply aren't enough resources out there at this time.
Thank you. With that, Senator Corbett has moved the measure. Anything on close?
Just only that I want to correct. There's a line here, paragraph 2, last line of the analysis. That states that this has jail time, and that has been deleted entirely from the bill.
Okay, there was no note that jail for the time. Record, that's been deleted.
Right, no jail time in this bill.
Okay. Madam Secretary, open the roll on the measure.
Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Cox?
No.
Cox, no. Onestad?
No.
Onestad, no. Ashburn?
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Batten, Sedeo?
Aye.
Sedeo, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Dutton?
No.
Dutton, no. Flores? Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Ridley Thomas?
Aye.
Ridley Thomas, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Semidian? Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye. Wyland? Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Nine to four. Let's maintain over there, you guys. 9-4, that measure is on call. We're going to lift the call. Senator Semidian's here to present a bill. Then I'll present, if Senator Parada's staff is not here, I'll present for Senator Parada. Senator Semidian is up on 614. Thank you. Senator Semidian, you've joined us at a moment of reflection.
Yes.
And you're here on school
districts. I only hope to bask in that reflection, Mr. Chairman. As I want to clarify an issue that was raised by Senator Kuehl at our previous meeting. The question had to do with the issue of the sunset. I want to clarify first that the Prop 1D issue that the senator raised is not a concern. We have checked with Ledge Council on that matter, and they have confirmed for us that that is not a source of concern. I also want to clarify, however, that as written, because SB 614 is silent on the issue of any sunset, it does not affect existing law, which means that the current 2010 sunset, which was placed in the authorizing legislation for Prop 1D, continues to remain in force and effect. This is something that we will look at as we go farther through the process, see if that still makes sense. Short version is, A, no problem with 1D, 2010 sunset is still there. Respectfully ask for an aye vote now that those issues have been clarified.
Thank you. And if witnesses have spoken before, we don't need a lengthy
That's
testimony.
Good.
You're okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Senator
Thank
Cox
you.
Moves the bill.
Thank
Finance
you,
is okay.
We have no fiscal concerns with this measure.
Thank you. There's a motion by Senator Cox.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I couldn't hear that. Could Department of
no
Finance
concerns.
Say that again? I
apologize, Senator Smitty. We don't have any fiscal concerns on your SB.
I may never hear that again. Mr.
On your SB 614.
Just wanted to hear that. Thank you very much.
Everybody's having fun. Madam Secretary, open the roll.
Trolickson.
Aye.
Trolickson, aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Onnestad.
Aye.
Onnestad, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Cedillo. Corbett. Dutton.
No.
Dutton, no. Flores. Kuehl. Oropeza. Oropeza, no. Ridley Thomas.
Aye.
Ridley Thomas, aye. Runner.
Aye.
Runner, aye. Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Steinberg. Wyland. Yee.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Steinberg,
aye.
Corbett, aye.
Kuehl's an aye, too.
Kuehl, aye.
Kuehl, aye.
10-2.
10-2, that measure's out. That measure's out, and we're going to lift calls. I think we have two bills on call. Cedillo's aye on that last measure.
Cedillo, aye. Okay, so we're up.
Skip Lippert is here for Senator Prada. We'll next take up that measure and lift the calls. Senate Bill 660.
Yes. Yes.
The final count on the Smittian bill was 12-2.
Yeah.
And that measure's out, and it's closed. And Mr. Lippert, how are you today?
Good, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. SB 660 creates a strategic clean technology and climate change research development and demonstration program in state government to better coordinate research activities among various energy and environmental agencies. And the bill is a candidate for your suspense file, so I'll stop there.
Any witnesses for or against? Department of Finance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. According to the Secretary of State's office, the average cost per page of the voter pamphlet is now $83,000. Finance assumes this measure would be reflected in a manner identical to past initiatives, and as such, we assume that there would be at least 5 pages in the voter pamphlet, therefore resulting in a general fund cost of $415,000. Additionally, although no estimates available at this time, we do believe
this may not be the same bill. Mr. Lippert, is this
oh,
is it
$50 fine on the Department of Finance? I'm sorry.
You got the wrong file.
SB 660.
And this one is moving forward in such speed, we don't have a file on this one, I'm sure. Okay. So with that, and having heard from everyone who wishes to speak, that is a candidate for suspense, and it is off to suspense. We're going to lift the calls on the two bills, I think two or three that are left. No, he can stay.
The other one, no?
Whose bill is that?
What are you starting with?
Yeah.
275, Cedillo and Ridley Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a few bills on call right after the session break, and we are coming forward with the Cedillo bill, Senate Bill 275. The chair was aye, the vice chair was no.
Cedillo bill?
Flores? Simidian? Simidian, aye. Wyland?
No. Simidian did not vote.
That was Simidian, aye.
Okay.
Simidian, aye. Wyland? So it's 10-4.
Senator Flores? Flores, aye.
Flores, aye. Okay.
It's 11-4. That measure's out.
Okay.
The next measure is by Senator Ridley Thomas, Senate Bill 767. The chair and the vice chair are aye.
Onnestad?
Aye.
Onnestad, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Wyland?
10, 11, 12, 13, 15.
Ashburn, aye. You were already aye.
Trying to vote twice. 15-0. That measure's out. And that concludes. Is there another bill on call? Let's see, 839. That's the Calderon fireworks measure, and I believe that passed.
Did you close it out, though?
Yes. I think if it was before the session and caucus break, we closed those out. Is that correct?
I think you put it out instead of putting it on call. If you wanted to, you waited
right.
to find it going on.
Yes. So we're concluded. We appreciate all the good work that's been done to get us here today and all the witnesses who've been here. And on to the rest of your afternoon.
I guess what I need to do is just ask that. Because it's my team.